This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. In the front row with Betsy Ross this morning is Mark Schmetzer to talk about the Red Hot Reds.
About a third of the way through the baseball season, and of course we are all tracking the Reds. It seems as if it's one of these things that, you know, you love them, you hate them, but they're still our Reds, and so you kind of follow them no matter what. And right now they may need a little help. We are with Mark Schmetzer. You will see his byline a lot of times in the Inquirer, writing about the Reds and other sporting events, especially high school here in the area. Mark, thanks for being with us on the front row.
Betsy, I always look forward to talking with you.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, the Reds, I tell you what, it is a little bit of a dichotomy, if you will. They look so good one day, so bad the other. Their starting pitching looks terrific, but then the bullpen. And then the bullpen holds up, and then the starters can't do anything. You know, they are this weekend in Pittsburgh, and this is a big series because Pittsburgh and Cincinnati have been trading that number two spot in the division behind, of course, the Cardinals. But this is a big series that the Reds have to face there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're going to have to come off the mat a little bit here, Betsy. I mean, they've lost two in Cleveland, and the Pirates have won three straight over the Tigers, a pretty fair team, as I recall. Pirates getting some excellent pitching right now, and Homer Bailey kind of blew up last night a little bit, but they're going to have to try to turn it around here a little bit, and you know, they're back in the division after getting another chapter of interleague play out of the way, and it'll be interesting to see what develops. Now, Johnny Cueto down through the years has been outstanding at PNC Park, so hopefully he'll be able to continue that trend tonight.
So let's talk a little bit about the pitching. One of the things that really has gotten the Reds through this first third of the season has been the relief corps. Now that we've figured out that Chapman, yes, indeed, is going to be the closer, and so we don't have to go through that drama now.
But not until next year.
Yeah, until next year, until spring training next year. But, I mean, the relief staff has been stellar, and then Andruzic, for some ridiculous reason, blows up. Nobody can figure out why. Two outs, and then he can't get anybody else out. But look at the pitching before we get into some of the other issues. Look at the pitching, and you know, tell me what you think is going to carry this team through the rest of the season.
Well, I mean, I think the key to the whole season is going to be, you know, if the bullpen can continue its mostly outstanding work. I mean, people like LeCure, Jonathan Broxton, obviously Chapman. Hopefully they can get Sean Marshall back and make him as effective as he was last year if he can get over this shoulder problem. But, I mean, you know, Dusty Baker has a little sign hanging on the wall in his office, and something along the lines of the two most important things in life are good friends and a good bullpen. So you know where his heart lies. I think it's almost as important, if not as important, as your starting rotation. And they can work so well together if your starting rotation can go deep enough into games where you're not taxing your bullpen too much on a regular basis, then it all becomes a great plan coming together.
And that plan sometimes, as you mentioned, you know, it's a little shaky when we have something like the issue with Chapman. And again, he can be so strong for so long, and then you'll have him blow up a game. Now, that's what closers do. I mean, Mariano Rivera blew a save the other night. I mean, mm-hmm. Who would have thunk that? But how much do the Reds depend on bringing in Chapman in the ninth, 1-2-3, you know, with 100-mile-an-hour fastball? And do they depend too much on Chapman to come in?
Well, they try not to. I mean, you know, Dusty tries to, you know, keep him from going maybe three straight days, maybe use him two times in a row and give him the day off, which is why it's good to have somebody like a Broxton there who's had closer experience. But, yeah, I mean, obviously a good closer is a key to any good team. And, you know, the Reds certainly have one. Now, I mean, yeah, sure, Chapman might have a couple outings back-to-back where he doesn't quite have it for whatever reason. What people fail to understand is that the folks on the other team are being paid millions of dollars, too, to win games. You know, so it's like, yeah, they're Major League Baseball players. They're going to beat you sometimes. But if you win 90 games, if you win two-thirds of your games or even a little bit less over the course of a year, that's a pretty good year.
That is a pretty good year.
Yeah.
We are talking with Mark Schmetzer, who covers the Reds and many other sports here in the area. Mark, let's talk about, you touched on it earlier, some of the injuries. Left field is still kind of this, you know, dark cloud out there. Can't figure out exactly what to do as we wait for people to get healthy and get back out there in left field.
Yeah, this has been kind of the black hole. It started on opening day with Ludwig's shoulder, and then Heisey, the player everybody has been clamoring for years. You know, you've heard the chance of free Chris Heisey. Well, he finally gets his chance, and he kind of struggles a little bit with it, and then he gets hurt. So now we have the Xavier Paul, Derek Robinson duo going out there, and actually, you know, Paul had a big hit. On Monday, I believe it was, to get a rally started against the Indians in the first inning. So a big two-run single. So he's contributed at times. Derek Robinson, I think, is a possible prodigy. I mean, a player with his speed.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody says, you can't coach speed. And he certainly has it, and he's a very good defensive player. And I think if he can learn how to effectively hit, he actually could give Billy Hamilton a run for his money as the future Reds leadoff hitter.
There you go. And speaking of Billy Hamilton, you know, it seems as if that we all thought that the Reds brought in Shin Soo Chu just to be kind of
take your time with that.
I know, I had to say it very slowly.
Yes.
Shin Soo Chu, out in center field. That was kind of a placeholder. We're waiting for Billy Hamilton. Well, he has been sensational in center field. He's learned the position, and the kid is such a natural leadoff hitter. Now people are going, well, you know, can't we keep him for another year or two? I mean, he has been sensational in the leadoff.
Wow, I know. It's just been breathtaking. I mean, another credit to Walt Jocketty for an outstanding transaction. Chu has been way much more than anybody expected. I mean, if he would have just been the Chu we thought we were going to get, that was fine. He's been way above that. Now you've got the people wondering, hey, can we keep him around for a couple of years? That's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because Scott Boras, his agent, is a hard-nosed negotiator and choosing his walk year, which I think might be playing a role a little bit in his performance. You can never discount that. They want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be difficult to keep him around here and expensive. But hey, I'm not putting anything past Walt Jocketty anymore. This guy has proven to me, as if he had to, that he is an extremely competent Major League Baseball general manager. He's outstanding.
Oh, yeah, especially when we thought we all just figured out that Joey Votto was going to walk after his season, and to see him sign, I think everybody was pleasantly surprised about that. But I know that you have been the author of some of the Reds books that have come out over the last few years. You've got another project that's kind of on the back burner right now.
I've already done some research on this and some interviews. And with the All-Star Game coming in 2015, it might be a good time for to move forward on this. I just got to thinking about the 1970 sports year in general and in Cincinnati in particular. And the more I went into it, the more I realized how crazy it was around here. I mean, Crosley closed, Riverfront opened, the Reds go to the World Series. They had that tremendous start. Sparky comes to town. There was just so much going on, and that's just with the Reds. And you have the Bengals in their third year winning the division championship. After starting 1-6, they win their next seven games to win the division. You had the rise and quick fall of Wayne Simpson and Greg Cook to shoulder injuries that probably nowadays would be fixed and they'd be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Just so much going on in this city, and I'm not sure people realize how momentous that year was. Again, not just in Cincinnati in general, or in particular, but in sports in general, too. This first year of the NFL merger, first year of fan voting for the All-Star Game in baseball, just on and on and on and on. Just an incredible sports year, and Cincinnati was at the center of it.
That's a really good point, too. With the move to Riverfront, of course, the All-Star Game then, and as you say, coming up in a couple of years, you know, maybe we're seeing Cincinnati as the hub of sports. But in the half minute that we have left, do you think that Cincinnati, as predicted, is going to win this division?
I think they will. They're going to get a run for their money. The Cardinals are playing so well right now. Whether they can sustain or not with some of their injuries remains to be seen. Whether the Reds can sustain or not with some of their injuries remains to be seen. But, I think the Reds will win this division. I think their balance is incredible, and I think they'll ride that.
All right. We've got that on tape now, you know, so we can play it back here in the next few months.
Have at it.
All right. We will. Mark Schmetzer, thank you so much for talking Reds, and thanks so much for being with us here on the Front Row.
Betsy, always happy to talk with you. Love being in the front row with you.
Thanks.